WTF?
How are you, old losers? All your brains all belong to us. You are on your way to laughter. Make your call to the brain show.
Haha, lol, just kidding. Wait. That wasn't a good transition. I couldn't turn it off.
It was fantastic.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
You're not listening to the prank show. It's just me and Samantha and Matt, Laugh Track Matt.
You got pranked. Nope. Prank show.
Lols. Like, does that really have any fans?
What?
The prank show.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Who listens to that? I always pretend I listen. I'm like, hey, Rob, that was a good show last night. But I haven't heard it since, like, the first episode.
Yeah.
Don't post that on my... Oh, okay.
What? What are you talking about?
No, Matt just posted a link to the stream on my wall. And, like, that's the last thing I needed.
I didn't mean to do it to your wall. Sorry.
He was creeping your pictures and like, oops, I thought I was posting to my own.
No, yeah. No, it's...
it's like, oh, it's my cock. Here, how do I take it off? I don't know how to take it off.
I took it off already. That's what she said.
We're referring to as cock, of course.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's like a King Missile song.
The only reason I wanted to do the show is because I have some people that have called me about notes on their cars. And I really want to call those people back.
I think Matt should do the Kentucky guy.
Yeah, well, the Kentucky guy didn't leave a message. He just called and didn't... It's just like a missed call, and Google tells me when I miss a call.
Oh,
so you just know it's Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky, so he's got to be like a dumb redneck, because it's Kentucky.
Oh. And that's right up your alley.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this isn't a phone show, so we don't give a fuck, right?
Oh, I don't know, to an extent. Like, I don't think I'm going to post the audio of the show anywhere. I'm just going to post audio if we get any good calls out of these car.
It's just, okay, so it's just loud.
Car dings.
Yeah. I'm good with hicks and coons. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
You're such an American, Matt.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you know about the car notes thing, right?
Yes, I know very much about them, and I love them.
Okay, well, I'll let you try this Kentucky one, and you know, I don't know if you have any good ideas or whatever. Or
I'll just be an ignorant fucking hillbilly.
This guy
and be like, what?
So this guy, he didn't leave a message. He just hung up. So maybe you could start out with you know, it's really rude of you to just call me and hang up like that.
Yeah, don't hang up on me, boy.
But say you're probably Roy. You're probably the guy that left the note in the car.
Oh yeah.
Okay, all right. Not to, like, script out your whole call here or anything.
No, I can go with, why'd you hang up on me and I'm Roy, and I can work with it. Okay?
Okay, all right, here goes. And I'm not even positive. This could just be, like, a PLA person. Who knows?
Oh, just call the number
I'm
already.
I'm doing it.
Pussyfooting around.
I got my media drive back, Samantha. It came back when I rebooted.
Oh, nice.
You're a media drive.
Your face is a media drive.
Your mom's a media drive.
Can't come to the phone right
wow.
now. Please leave a message. Please speak.
Okay, let's try again.
You know how
is
to
this a cell phone or?
I haven't checked. I assume so because
yeah.
The prefix is
dude,
509.
Every phone nowadays is a cell phone.
There's a 90% chance that it's a cell phone.
No, I mean opposed to like a Google Talk number or a Skype number.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. It's
yeah, that wasn't the Google Talk thing.
Yeah.
We should get Jen on some
Jen, where's Jen lately? Last I heard, she
please
up.
Leave a message.
No, that's a fucking house phone.
You think? I don't know.
Yeah, that sounded like just a fucking hick. That was different than the last one, even.
I'm going to try one last time, because, you know, it is
that
pretty...
was the same number, man.
Yeah, I know, but it was, like, a different thing. Before, it was like, please.
I'm going to type it into TNID.org and settle this once and for all.
Yeah, exactly. Enough speculation already.
Wow, there's a shitload of people on Tiny Chat.
Are there?
Shitloads.
Are there markers?
Tiny Chat.
Oh, this is Google Voice. This is bandwidth.com, which usually...
Oh,
usually
Jesus.
Please leave a message.
But they... Well, they recorded their own thing, though.
Yeah, it does... It does mean that it's probably ringing at one of their phones. Let's just try one last time, because fuck it, it's not a real show. Who cares if it's just ringing nonstop?
who does care?
I sure don't care.
I don't care either, guys.
Oh, you're awesome.
You're just like a woman, like just agreeing with us blindly.
Oh.
What?
Hey! Why you call me and hang up? This is about the vehicle getting hit, I imagine. Huh? You call me and just hang up? From your little fruity-ass internet number?
He's gone. Let's try again. That was great. I don't know if people listening can even hear him, but he's like, what? Like,
I thought that was Tabachi for a second.
Okay, everyone be quiet. Oh, well.
Please leave a message.
What the fuck?
That
kind of
sounds like...
It doesn't sound happy.
It sounds like Jen, doesn't it? Sort of.
Well, no. She's kind of distinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she alive?
Yeah. She called me last week and yelled at me.
Dude, she's... She fucking... Her, This Is a Recording shit on YouTube is awesomely, like... Like, I can't even explain, like, how much time she must spend on this.
I haven't seen any of it.
She likes to work on that site.
Huh?
I feel bad now. I've never even been to the site.
She's porting them all over to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's insane. I don't know. Like
that's a lot of work.
Let's YouTube this disconnect recording from the 70s.
Yeah, like, it's awesome, though,
Kids are going to gather around their YouTubes and listen to disconnect recordings.
Well, I like it,
I think it's awesome.
Nice.
I'm not making fun of Jen. I love her site so much. I just, I don't know, YouTubing them all individually.
Holy shit.
I guess that's a good way to, just put the audio up. You know, just
very Jason Scott of her.
That's the coolest compliment ever.
Yeah.
I like him.
On Tiny Chat, I tried to point my camera at this guy. Dennis has been sending me notes. He's been putting notes on cars in Washington today, and he sent me pictures of the notes on the cars, which is awesome. Kind of like Samantha sent me the picture of the note on the diaper car.
Oh, yeah, I really just need to start carrying them around. I have so many missed opportunities.
Yeah. Like,
everyone needs to start carrying them around.
Like Legend's giant notepad of notes. Did you see that, Matt?
No.
I'm unfamiliar with what you are referencing.
Well, he made a YouTube video, but he only showed it to me, and he said I couldn't link to it yet. So I don't know if he's left these notes. But he flipped through this little handheld...
Look who's on Tiny Chat.
This handheld notepad. What? Who? Naked Guy? Legend? I see Legend. Samantha, have you seen Naked Guy?
I've seen the screenshot of Naked Guy.
There's screenshots of him? Oh, laugh
Trevor
track, Matt.
Posted one.
There's so many people on, Matt. I didn't even notice you because nine cameras going right now.
He's got a Laugh Track Matt forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Your audio quality screams, I'm on Tiny Chat.
Yeah, I was just going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah. I'll be off in a second.
Okay, I'm going to play this message I just got, and we're going to see if it comes through Sam.
What, just got, literally, or?
It came in 2 hours ago. It's the thing that made me decide to do this show tonight.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's not happening. You guys can hear it, but the audience can't.
I'm off of it. Now. I heard it. I can't believe that cat had a sign that said "Laugh Track Mad Forever."
Oh, is that what that said? I couldn't read it because Tiny Chat's so tiny. Well, anyway, this one sounds really good, even though the audience can't hear it. I'm gonna play it for Samantha and Matt.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Car. Call me at 201.
All right.
Oh, he sounds like a fucking bundle of fun.
Yeah, you gotta do
he's,
him,
he's like East Coast trash wrapped up in a ball.
Well, I really wanted to give one to Samantha, but
okay, like, Matt
should take
you
this
can
one
say you're gonna, Roy's wife
because he's gonna anger. Maybe you guys could both do it together or something. I don't know. But Samantha,
you could say
Samantha,
Roy,
I don't have any immediate ideas
Samantha,
for him.
Samantha gave us the $100,000 BMW guy, so she's got to do one. Like, she deserves one. I don't know.
Go ahead. Take him, kid. Just say you're Roy's wife and say, what's this about him hitting a car? Ask where it is and say he was supposed to be at work that fucking day. Is he fucking that org?
Oh. Be like, what neighborhood are you in? And when he tells you, be like, oh my God, that's where she fucking lives. kill that motherfucker. Okay, so yeah. You want it, Samantha? Yeah. Here it goes.
I guess. It's going to be shitty, though, but okay.
It'll... Stop it.
Yeah, hi, this is Sal. Leave a message.
Oh, no.
Wow. At the tone, please Sal's not handling
it's
it.
Not even
he's
on.
Like...
His phone's not on. This sucks.
Yeah, hi, this is Sal. Leave...
God, no.
Ladies rap babies.
We need to start doing like 6 a.m. cocaine shows.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
Like, we should just stay geeked all night.
And then, that's like, not when new to
start
me.
Working up for the world.
Don't we already?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. But make it official. This is the 6 a.m. fucking cocaine.
Oh. You guys, fun. Okay, Matt, listen. Kentucky is calling back right now. Are you ready? Here goes.
Yeah.
Here goes for Matt.
Yeah. Hello? What?
I got a note on my car.
Yeah. What? You fucking meat cunt. You call me without even leaving a message. And then I try to get a hold back of you. And you're dodging it. You pick up and say, what? And it sounds like some fat girl's crying in the background.
A baseball bat was driven through
what?
My window.
What?
Now...
You had a baseball bat in your ass? You fucking queer. What?
Is this some kind of sick joke?
You did... It's a sick joke that I even attempted to be civil to you, and you can't even leave a message when I left you a note. You know? Your auto ain't much to look at, but I was trying to make things right. And you go get all high and mighty like a fancy fucking prissy cat.
Okay, well... Am I gonna get like some kind of compensation or like
what? What? You were threatening to hit me with a bat a minute ago. You ain't getting shit now, boy.
A baseball bat was driven through the windshield and I found this note. I mean, what kind of prank is this? Like,
it's okay, one so that you're lucky it wasn't your sweet little ass, faggot.
Okay.
It's sending you a message about staying out of the town.
This is Officer Petrillo.
Tell me that again when you grow some pubes.
Juice?
Yeah, when you burn some juice.
Okay. We know you're not a car ding person. You're just some PLA guy.
Exactly.
The gig is up.
Good one.
Rock on.
We're sorry to wake you.
Thank you.
We can't hear you very good.
Me?
No, you're fine. It's just him.
Dude, yeah. This guy. Like...
That's too bad. Oh, he hung
up. Things of, like, dryer lint to try to make himself sound like a man.
This night is full of disappointment. Like, first...
I thought that was grand.
Yeah, it was fun, but I don't know. He wasn't a real guy.
But, yeah. But I thought I handled him well.
Yeah, you had a strong entry, a strong introduction.
And that was, like, yeah, I smelled the stink, so that was just horrible.
I don't know if you saw the chat thing. I was telling you to just start making serious threats at him and stuff.
Oh, no. Sorry. Here, chat's up now. Okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to try 201 again. If this answers, it's Samantha's. But it's...
Hi, this is Sal. Leave a message.
Sal.
Dude, Sal sounds like a fucking gold mine.
Okay, there's one I sent to Carlito. It was a Mustang.
I'll be right back. If you call it, I'll yell about the Mustang or whatever, or let Samantha handle it. I'm getting another beer.
Okay.
That one for me.
Wow, he's noisy.
I think it was just the sound of him taking his headset off.
I don't know where the Mustang call is because I deleted it. And it's... Ugh. God damn it.
It's ugh?
Yes. No, I'm just saying ugh.
Ugh.
Because, you know, it was Google Voice translated, so I'm typing in the word Mustang, but that must have not come through.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, well, I've got this big list of other things.
Okay.
Eat a queer fetus for Jesus.
What?
Do what now?
Yeah, I've got these others from, like, last week that I never got around to calling. This guy said, okay, oh, man, I wish I could play these on the air. I'm going to hold up my headphones to the microphone. And turn it
oh
up.
Oh my god!
Turn it up real loud, and maybe people listening can hear. This is a.
Are you kidding me right now?
Hold on.
It's ghetto fabulous, yo.
Seriously.
Hi, Roy. This is Kai Newkirk.
It sounds fine.
You had left a note on my car, '98 Honda Civic silver hatchback. Last Saturday, and. Believe it or not, I actually kind of forgot about it over the course of the week, but noticed it in my wallet, the note where I put it, and I wanted to give you a call. You said
that sounds fake.
It sounds good to you guys, but to the...
It sounds fake, though, I think.
I looked up Kai Newkirk on Facebook, and there's one person...
Does he have a silver fucking Civic?
He's subscribes to someone who's friends with Kevin Mitnick.
What?
So
is he in Los Angeles?
It does not give
it
me that
seems,
information.
That one just screamed fake.
It did seem a little fake.
I forgot about it, but I found it in my wallet. Card damage.
Yeah. Matt, do you
and most people wouldn't give their first and last name out of nowhere, like as if you were supposed to recognize that.
Do you want to talk to him or something, or should I just not call it?
Oh, talk to the faker. To like, is that my deal?
You're good at talking to fake people tonight.
Ask him to spell out his first and last name.
Dark Stranger says fake. I see the pixels. Oh shit, he picked up. Hi, Kirk.
Hello, this is Kai. I'm just dropping her off at her car. I'm coming right back up. Hello?
What? Yeah. Hi. Yeah. You called me about a ding on your car?
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
It's Kai Newkirk. I had a note from
This is Roy.
Okay. Yeah. No, I had a note from you on my car that said, sorry about damaging your car.
Yeah, I know. This is Roy. This is the guy.
I can take it back.
Can you spell your first and last name for me? Get this all down.
Yeah, it's, it's Kai, K-A-I.
Yeah.
Newkirk, N-E-W-K-I-R-K.
Okay. And what's your number? To get
you
back
calling
up?
It right now.
Yeah, but what's your work number? That's why you drive that car. All right, how you want to deal with this? With the cops, with the insurance, or whatever? Like, how do you want to do this?
Can I call you back in a little bit?
What are you doing? Getting sucked off right now in your little Civic? All right, power to you. Yeah, I'll get back to here. Just bring me back.
Right,
I'll be up all
night.
Yeah, I got a lot of speed. Peace.
What the hell, Samantha left?
Her, like, internet goes on and off. Like, the igloos shift, I think.
Samantha, did you have another igloo shift?
Are you on a call?
No, he's gone. He's too busy to talk to us or something.
Yeah. Dude, that's, like, I don't know if he's, like, just, I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, sorry,
I tried, like, a lot of angles there.
Yeah.
No, you did good. I don't know if he was fake. Hey, Carlito? Carlito? I don't know if his microphone's working, but, like,
he can't see the stream.
I submitted to Carlito's show like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, can you please promote my Urals? And I put facebook.com/Samantha and twitter.com/IamMountainJohn.
You're doing it right now.
And he ended up saying it, but he was all like, he had no idea who I was, and I felt so sad.
He's like, here's some cunt.
Why should Carlito know who you are?
I don't know. I feel like, if you have a certain amount of mutual friends with someone, then you should at least peripherally know of them.
You should promote yourself as the person who fucking Laptrag Matt is the fat shadow of.
Oh, you think he would recognize me in that relationship?
Maybe. More people would.
Carlito, would you recognize Laptrag Matt?
Yeah. He'd feel my gut.
What's wrong with his microphone?
I don't know.
Smell my ass.
I think he's too blind to find the on switch.
He messaged me saying I'm sorry just now, so...
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
He said he needs to mic up. Anyway...
It sounds like Degrassi Junior High up.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, the reason I put Carlito on is because he just messaged me the entire thing that I sent him about the Mustang call, so I have that guy's number now. And it looks like he's in California, so he might actually be awake or something.
Oh, or something.
Is it Samantha's turn?
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's okay. Fuck you, you fucking stupid cunt.
Do the cheating thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't like that angle.
I love that angle.
You would.
Yeah, because we're horrible boys.
Yeah, it hits home for me.
Ouch.
Okay, well, do you want it, Matt? Since Samantha hates all our...
Damn, do it. You goof.
Oh, I didn't give any info. Oops. I don't know his
name
anyway.
Chat.
No, I don't know his name. I just know it's a Mustang.
Mustang Sally.
Oops, I typed.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
See, this is what happened to Carlito. Just four rings and it goes to voicemail. I think maybe cell phone owners are starting to know when it's Skype. No, that doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it's
why would they
would have
shit?
To have a high volume of Skypers calling them.
It's,
how
it's just
is
it's
that?
People just don't give a fuck. They just don't fuck up. It's not a
smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how I haven't heard
your
that.
Your call
in
has
so
been
long.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Once more, I made
so I can get my keypad up.
I remade that clip the other day, and I made it say smoke or eat bacon every day for
Reddit.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, is this the guy with the Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Roy's wife. How are you?
Oh, hi, how are you? I'm good.
Well, I've been better, actually, but we'll get to that later. You want to tell me what happened here?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
See, I was going through my husband's voicemail when I found yours. And the day that you left that voicemail and you said you got hit, he was supposed to be at work all day. If you see where I'm going with this. Where was your car parked when it got hit?
I just got a note on my car and I called him. I have no idea what happened. I just got
that's
in my
not
car.
At all the question that I just asked you. I said, where was your car parked?
I don't have to tell you where my car is parked. I didn't even get it. I don't know what day. I was gone for the weekend. So I don't know what day he actually hit it. So.
Well, did your car move while you were gone? That doesn't make much. Now you're defending him. You know who she is, don't you?
Know who is?
He was probably near her house. Fucking her, you probably know her and him, and you're covering up now, aren't you?
No.
Well, then where was your car parked?
Can you have him call me?
Excuse me?
He left? Let's try again.
He didn't want to burn a brother. That's a good guy.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
He lives by bros before hoes.
He's
a bro
yeah.
code. Yeah.
He probably heard us talking beforehand.
Just scream on the voicemail that he's a goat and shit.
No.
Just be like, do it. Like,
scream
son
what?
Of a bitch. I know you're in
it's
on
not
it.
Not available.
Yes, do it, Samantha, do it.
That's awesome.
Now my whole house is gonna think.
Thanks, Carlito, for sending us that. I guess we ruined it for you, so you can't use it now.
Well, no, Carlito can call back.
Yeah,
as Roy and say like, I need you to like speak of my divorce hearing and shit.
Or he can be like, you need to say your car was at so and so.
Yeah.
He's going to call you back.
Like a whole racket.
So I'm going to delete that one. The next one is 315. I think that's upstate New York. Okay.
315.
I'm going to crank this up and play it through the headphones again for the listeners.
Hi, I'll try calling back. I got a message from Roy. You hit my car. I'm having trouble finding the damage to it. I'll call back later.
He sounds like a nice, honest Christian.
Yeah.
You can say that you got it out with a fucking, like a pull, like you've got a dent puller, but you just wanted to let him know.
Do one of you guys want it?
No, this is you. Oh, okay. That dude's too classy for me.
Yeah, this one was 8 days ago, and I think I may have sent this to Carlito, but he didn't answer or something.
Stay New York late.
Oh, yeah, it's 12:30 there. Wow, what the fuck was that?
What a low-budget answering machine.
That was like the phantom loop that was recorded in the ocean.
That's a Con Air machine. It says it's a Google Voice number, but it's probably forwarding to something that's not Google Voice.
I didn't expect so many people to use Google Voice.
Yeah, it's weird.
Unless it's just another fake.
Hi.
Boop.
Boop. What century is your answer machine from, sir?
Boop.
And where do you live? Because I want to ding that, too.
It's really cute.
I'm gonna ding that answering machine and all the micro cassettes.
Sir, we need to find out if we can borrow some of your micro cassettes because we're out. The stores don't sell them anymore.
Boop.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sounds like Carter's drinking. Awesome.
A little bit.
Oh, I thought that was you. I'm so used to that can open sound.
I guess I'm going to delete that one.
Boop.
I've got two more.
You know about the phantom bloop they recorded in the ocean? And they said it was so spooky, but then they slow it down when they play the recording of it and shit. It's like, there's real shit to be worried about.
I just started watching X-Files this week. Maybe I'll read watch an episode about that one.
Oh, I don't know. I never got it. I like Scully. She's a hot bro.
Okay.
Like,
This one, I don't know what happened to this. This is 7 days ago. I don't know why I wouldn't have called this back immediately. And I think I did. Oh, wait, no. I gave this one to Rob on his show last week because this came in 7 days ago. Check this out.
I will.
Hi, this is John. Hi, we're the folks with the white Mercedes you left the note on. When you get a chance, give me a call. You can reach me at 559. Oh.
That could be good. White Mercedes. I like when they make a point to...
Those rich people cars, they love telling you what kind of car they have. It's
again, the Honda, they, like 98, the Honda Civic, I said it too.
Quit ruining my thing, Samantha.
Yeah. Your theory? Just,
there's something in the way they say it.
Yeah.
So fuck them. Fucking God, it's like Motorhead said, eat the rich.
They're like...
the son of a bitch.
They're like iPhone users telling you that they have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That got me silence. Okay, so Matt, you want it? It's your turn, right? Mercedes?
Oh. What?
I think it's yours.
Sure, I guess.
This is so pointless to do on a live show.
Oh, dude, it's fucking gold. Are people listening?
Yeah, there's 33 people on right now.
Yeah, see?
Please leave your message for 559.
I'm going to try once more.
Brad's on the ball these days. He doesn't require our screaming cover-ups anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Those were the good old days.
And nor does he let me start pound signing and doing it.
Oh, no, he never really let us do that on the air, though.
Yes, because he's a good man.
This is a cell phone. No, it's because I heard about the investigation against PLA for hacking answering machines.
Yeah. PLA, go away.
Was Richard Cardo on the case?
Probably.
Dude, if he's on the case, you're fucked. Yellow.
Please leave your message.
That was quick.
I was good with when I could tell it did something.
You're like Captain Crunch with the $20,000 pair of ears.
Yeah.
He used to say that to magazines.
Is that what he said?
Yes, yes. In the Esquire article, he's like, my ears are like a $20,000 piece of equipment.
Oh, is he on right now?
Oh, I don't know.
He's a Crunchman.
He's on. Brad, you gotta add him.
Why, and ask him about his $20,000 ears?
No, let's. I don't know what to ask him about. Ask him why he wore sneakers with a suit.
Why do you love little boys?
I wore sneakers with the suit, you fucking cunt.
Oh, yeah. But I love you, Matt.
I don't care what fucking kids you fucks or whatever.
I was thinking about that. Like, Matt, today when I saw Captain Crunch picture in a suit with shoes, I'm like, oh, wow, just like Laugh Track Matt.
And I've been accused of being a pedophile on YouTube as well.
You guys are both hipsters. Yeah. What it is.
Or accused pedophiles.
And
bye, ladies, rape babies. Your sound quality is awful.
Oh, no, none of that. Where's how did Mr. But, Crunch?
I'm calling from inside a fan.
I'm calling from a fan factory.
Did you notice that he also has a pair of iPod buds in his ears?
Who?
In every one of these suit photos?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, this is the last one. We have to try this one last one before we do
anything. And then we can call Captain Crunch?
We could. Yeah, we could do that.
Is he on your list?
Yeah, he's on. It shows he's on.
Are we allowed legally to add him and not tell him it's being broadcasted?
Who gives a shit? We're phone losers.
Yeah. Rock on.
We're not like FM or anything. All right, Samantha, this is yours. I know nothing about it. It's just
yay, Samantha!
Oh my God, it's Carlito.
Carlito's back.
He was never here.
I know.
Hey, Carlito.
Okay, then Carlito can do it.
Yeah, fuck Samantha. Carlito.
Yes, fuck Samantha.
This one is probably not going to be anything because he didn't leave a message. He called and just hung up on the machine.
So it was a dingy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Actually, I just noticed it's not even to that voicemail, so never mind. It's to the PLA voicemail, not to the car ding voicemail.
Okay.
What a night of... big night of disappointment.
I'm having a fucking ball.
Let's try the one that came in 2 hours ago once more. It's New Jersey, and it goes straight to voicemail.
Oh, Saul.
Yeah.
Let somebody Saul leave Rosenberg. A message.
Better call Saul.
Yes. Someone want to leave a message? I don't care.
I don't want to leave a message.
Hey,
Carlito, say you're Roy.
Okay.
This is the ding also?
Yeah, his name's Sal or Saul or something.
Yeah, hi, this is Sal. Leave a message.
Sal.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Number should you call back? Hey Sal, this is Roy. Just leaving you a message, calling you back. You called me, I'm calling you. I dinged your car in an accident. I'm very sorry. I need to give you my insurance information. When you get a chance, please call me back. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Clank. I love that sound. It still always makes me laugh.
Wait, you hung up on Mad Host instead of Sal.
What? No, I didn't.
Yeah,
oh, shit! Sorry, Sal.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I ruined it.
What? No, you didn't ruin it. I ruined it.
You idiot.
I hung up on you instead of the machine, and we just started talking about shit to this machine. So I think I just fucked that one up permanently.
That's what we get when Brad drinks.
Oops.
Oh, man. I'm retarded. Retarded. Let's call
retards for the win.
Retards don't know how to use a phone. Okay, let's ask Captain Crunch some hard-hitting questions. So think of 3 questions real quick.
Oh, I'm getting another beer. Ask him what Wozniak's fucking pubes feel like in his fucking teeth.
That should be question number 3.
Has he ever shot a TV with a gun?
Okay, that's number two.
Okay.
Samantha, number one?
What's Captain Crunch mean? I know what it means. It's that whistle.
Oh, no, it's some breakfast cereal, I think.
Well, it's a superhero, you
guy.
Superhero. You never go soggy.
We should do an interview with, like, a bunch of inaccurate information.
let's just base
all the questions off.
We should interview him about Lucky Charms.
Is Captain Crunch a Marvel superhero or a DC Comics superhero?
No, I heard you're the inventor of the
Atari.
I say just
be nice to him until he starts talking about back shit and won't stop. And then get
okay. Weird. Here goes.
Well, I got to mute because I'm fitting a piss.
He's fitting.
fitting too.
Oh no!
Oh no!
What does call failed mean? Did he press ignore?
He went out of the calling range on Skype.
Where is that range?
Brad, your echo.
Hold on, please.
Went straight to a motorbike shop.
Hold on.
Okay. The new ones have like a all-star like
WTF, mate.
Off and whatever will do that. But those like face shields. I've made most of my friends and everything.
Are you watching a documentary about yourself right now?
No, why am I supposed to?
Oh, no, I hear something in the background.
No, it's some friends of mine over here, and we're having a get.
Is Waz there?
No, why?
Oh, that would have been so cool.
Is Steve Jobs there?
No, of course not. Now, who is this I'm talking to? Brad Carter. Who are you?
I'm just Brad. We're just hanging out and... We're trying to figure out, is Captain Crunch, like, originally, is he a DC Comics hero or a Marvel comic books hero?
I don't know. No, I think you just need to do a little bit of research.
Oh.
And I think you'll figure it out.
That's like a Curtis Lee Jones quote. Do your research.
Yes.
Can I ask what your inspiration was for developing the Atari?
I'm afraid I didn't do that. You must be talking about something else.
Oh, is there anyone famous at your house right now?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Sometimes when I start up my computer, this is Carlito, by the way. Sometimes when I start up my computer, it says that I have to hit F5 to do a RAM check and that it takes a long time. I don't know if you...
Look, I would love to answer your questions, but now is not the time.
Do you have
called me at a time that you called me at a time where I'm always kind of busy.
Are you?
And by mistake, I left my Skype status as online, which I sometimes forget.
How long does it take? Do you take a shit in the toilet after you eat Captain Crunch? I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't even be part of that.
Why not?
Watch, I'm not even going to see him.
Like, I still think he's like a neat cat.
Oh, yeah, I think he's fucking awesome. Like, we're no, assholes.
Of course he is.
We should have asked him about the whistle. The Captain Crunch whistle. If he had him still.
I think he sells them at quite a profit, actually.
He told me to do my research like Curtis.
Yeah.
Go to your library.
Oh.
Go to the library.
That's what the Audi guy told me to do my research.
Yeah. Gotta go to the library.
Carlita, did you Google Audi, and it was like, Audi on Wikipedia is better than a BMW and a Mercedes.
I don't know who would ever think that an Audi is better than a BMW, but so
I mean, it's on the same level, isn't it?
I had no idea. I thought Audis were just a car. I didn't know they were expensive cars.
Well, that's
I know they're expensive, but BMWs are pretty good. I would think a BMW handles
it's
way
like
better than
supercars and shit. And they like, I think they run like those fucking stupid like those like dirt tracky like rally cars.
Yeah, a Mercedes is better than an Audi anyway, though.
Well, it is because it's got Nazi love. Like, of course it's better.
Oh, wait, what has Matsy love?
Mercedes.
All of us do.
BMW. Yep.
Let's call Audi guy.
Yeah, let's.
Hey, you got his number or you need me to get it for him?
I've got it here somewhere.
You just sent it to me Thursday.
Yeah. Important telephone.
Can you kick Crunchman out of the chat, though, just in case we need to paste information or something?
Remove. I don't know how to remove him because he's not up in the top section. I'd have to call him back.
He's like on yellow now. He's not on green anymore.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't know how to remove him?
Like
he's
not,
on.
Isn't he?
You know what I'm saying? I think he's yellow. Not, he's not green
that
anymore.
That doesn't change it.
I think he's well, not. I think he's not in the chat anymore.
Alt F4.
I think
no. He definitely.
I
is.
Think he's entertaining some fellas.
He was told that was a TV on in the
he
background.
He's a gentleman
not
caller.
Real people.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That sounded like a TV to me. It sounded like he's watching, you know, 30 Rock or something.
Oh my god, the Steve Jobs thing was pretty funny though.
Dude, it was really funny. It's like, it's still.
He's never going to take my call again.
It's. Yeah.
Brad Carter, okay. Who are you?
He said your name in anger. That's kind of cool.
Brad Carter.
Okay, this one has to be Carly, though. This is Audi guy, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to call BMW guy. All right, here goes.
Audi guy's a dick.
I love him. I love them.
Or I could be Carlito's wife.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Carlito can do it. Carlito's
definitely. You can be my wife.
Oh. Yeah.
Giggity. I'm telling Athena.
God, I love almonds.
You know they're fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Did you just say so?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't answer. Look, see this guy?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
He knows better now. Let's just ring his phone nonstop. He's on a Verizon Wireless. So his phone was ringing somewhere. Maybe it's in his Audi, so he's not picking up.
It's in his Audi?
Maybe it's like, you know, an actual car phone.
My Audi nice. Came with an iPhone.
So what are the old school built-in ones?
What kind of phone does an Audi freak have? He's so particular.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Not just an iPhone, an iPhone 4S.
These neighbors.
He's Siri. He goes on Siri. Is an Audi better than a BMW?
Yes. Whatever yes. You say, whatever you say, master.
These
research.
These
yes.
Neighbors of mine. Listen, these neighbors of mine. They had a Lexus, and that's right up there with BMW and Audi and stuff, right? Like they traded in their BMW for.
I guess it's a Toyota. It's made
yeah,
by
it's
Toyota.
A fancy.
It's a
Toyota.
Nice Toyota. It's a Toyota. Yeah, it's like being new money.
Oh, okay. Well, they were pretty.
It's like an Acura. Or,
well, okay, maybe it was for the BMW then. I don't know.
It rhymes with bigger rich.
This is in the early 2000s before we had like iPhones. They I swear they had a gold plated cell phone that interfaced with their car's dashboard.
Oh yeah. Wow.
What do you mean?
I'm
like
sure
you
they
issue
did.
Commands?
Like
yet?
Why is that a good thing?
It was retarded. Like you know, they were stuck with some factory cell phone that they couldn't upgrade to anything cool.
And why did these neighbors let you around their phone at all?
They didn't know any better.
Even weirder.
They were old people.
Okay, let's call them.
All right, I got their number. I have their number memorized.
Let's call their car.
All right. Soliton says he's driven a HMMVWV. Humwiv?
Huh?
I don't know.
Your call has been...
He says, like, just nonsense all the time. You gotta love him.
Who? Stop calling
best,
this guy.
Best car I ever had was, like, a 90-something Fiero. I love that thing until I fucked it up.
Oh, my friend had a bright yellow Fiero.
The best Mine car... was. The best car I ever had is the one I have now, which is 11 years old.
And that's your flex, right?
Isn't that sad? It's a Focus. But I upgraded
it. Eat a lot of acid and then driving it was like so dreadful.
Your call has...
It has
I can't even imagine driving.
Digital dashboard.
Okay.
And you're like laying down in the car, basically. It was awesome.
Samantha deserves this 100,000 BMW guy. Because she brought him to us.
I did.
So, I don't know. I'm dialing him and say anything you want.
Okay.
I don't even care what happens, but...
Is this the Jamaican sounding guy?
Yeah, yeah.
West Indian guy?
Yeah. You could say you're Roy's wife and... You didn't... I don't know.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this the man with the $100,000 Mercedes?
Who that?
Is that you?
What's that?
Or do you have a $100,000 Mercedes?
Why?
My husband is trying to claim that he owes someone $1,000 for hitting their car. And I'm like, that didn't happen at all. You're making the story up. So he said to call this person, you, and he said that he hit your car and it was worth $100,000 and now he owes you money.
I don't know. He leaves a note in my car, okay? I don't know if he's a normal person or not. He leaves a note in my car. He said he's in my car with a phone number and name, and his name is Roy.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Okay.
So how much does he owe you now? And what kind of car is it anyway? Because he said it was a really nice car.
He's my Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
Two-door convertible.
Well, okay, at least it wasn't an Audi.
What's that?
At least it wasn't an Audi.
Oh, it's more expensive than an Audi, dear.
I doubt it.
And what are you calling me for?
Well, I wanted to know how much he owed you, because he's taking that out of our honeymoon fund, and we might have to end up going to, like, Niagara Falls instead of Montego Bay now because of your fucking car.
Oh.
What?
Hmm?
What did you how much do we owe you? You don't want our money, then? We're cool? We're straight?
You hit my car. What are you talking about?
So you don't want money? We're just...
Well,
I'm gonna record this conversation for the record. You don't want money, right?
Why do I don't want money?
I don't know. Why you don't want the money?
If you put a note that you hit my car, that means you hit my car. Okay? And you shouldn't call me at this time.
So you don't want any
privacy right now.
I'm invading your privacy by calling you?
At this time?
Yeah.
12 o'clock, my dear.
It's actually 1.
What's that?
It's 1.
Why you call me at an unknown number? What is your address? What's your phone number?
Well, if you don't want any money, I don't know why we need to exchange information.
Of course, if you hit my car, you have to pay for it, isn't it true?
Well, I called you asking you how much, and you're going to tiptoe around the issue, so I'm guessing that you don't want anything. How much were the damages? How much did it cost for you to get it repaired? Hello?
Yeah.
How much did it cost for you to get repaired?
$10,000. Can you afford to pay? So next time, tell him be careful if you touch anybody's car.
Oh, sir, this is Roy. Hey, I hit her in the face and she gave me the phone.
What's that?
I hit her in the face and took the phone away from her. Like, how can it be $10,000? That's bullshit. There's no way it costs that much to fix it.
Oh, okay.
How much is it for real? I think you're trying to scam us. I think you're a con artist.
So how much you want me to pay me?
Well, I don't know, but it's not $10,000 because that's ridiculous. You're trying to con us out of money. You're a big time con artist. That's how you make a living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that to people?
Why do I do that?
You should feel bad.
You shouldn't touch anybody's car in the first beginning.
It was an accident. It was an accident, dummy.
And you should behave yourself.
I should behave myself?
Yes.
Well, it's an accident. Have you ever heard of an accident? Because
I didn't... is he bothering you?
No, shut the fuck up, bitch, or I'll hit you again.
Okay.
It was just an accident. I didn't set out to deliberately hit your car. It was an accident, you big dummy. So it's not $10,000. How much is it going to cost to fix it? You heard me.
How much can you afford to pay me? That's my question.
Yeah, it's not how much I can afford. It's how much does it cost, because my insurance will pay for it. But it's not $10,000. You're trying to rip me off.
Oh yeah.
Don't try to scam people. I'm gonna.
Do you remember what did you hit?
Well, what part is damaged? How much did it cost to fix it? I need you to fax me.
You hit and you don't know?
Fax me the repair invoice.
I can show you any kind of invoice you want to see.
Really?
Okay.
Like, do you just print them up yourself?
What's that?
Nothing. I'm going to let you talk to my lawyer. Here you go.
Your lawyer. Can you afford to pay a lawyer?
Yes, hello.
Shut the fuck up.
This
I don't
is
need your money. You
Excuse
shut the
me?
Fuck up and go to sleep and stay away from me.
Mr. African?
You get more trouble.
Hello, Mr. African.
Let me talk to your girlfriend.
Mr. African, this is Valente with Valente & Associates. I represent my client. I understand you're making a false claim against him because he was driving drunk and hit your car, possibly.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Jack Valente with Valente & Associates. I represent my client, Roy.
I don't need your client. I don't need your lawyer. He can stay home and don't touch my car.
Well...
Okay?
Well, you parked in an inappropriate way, and you put him and his wife both in danger by the way you parked your, so you know, what is this, a BMW that you drive, an inferior car? He drives an Audi.
My friend, I don't want to talk to you guys. You guys, that's it. Go home, good night. I don't want to see you guys anymore, okay?
Can I have your
good
social
luck.
Security number, please?
What social security?
Yes. Are you an American citizen, or are you like a ethnic foreigner that's working here?
Are you guys fucked in the head? You call me at this time to talk to me like this?
Well, that's the problem, because we've had an issue here in this state with foreigners coming in, don't have insurance, don't have papers, and they cause damage to cars and park their cars incorrectly, and then they start claiming...
If you hit my car, you think I would sit here?
Do you have problems paying your bills? Is that why you need $100,000? What's going on?
Roy, go fuck yourself and good night. Don't call me anymore, okay?
I don't have anything else to add.
He's gone.
I remember where that car was parked. And if I see it in the same spot again, I'm going to leave another one.
No. Samantha, what you need to do is you need to take a hammer and just fuck that shit up.
Maybe a can of
paint. Is this him again?
Yeah.
Is this him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, say you're his...
I'm his drunken brother.
You're Jack Valente's secretary.
Toledo, it's Canadian, by the way.
I've had a night.
You had a night?
I had a night.
Andy Hope.
Andy Hope.
To leave a message, wait for the tone. If you want to leave your number only, press 1.
He didn't sound like a hoe. Oh,
I've canceled your message.
Why?
To leave a message, wait for the tone.
Why are we doing... Hi, Andy. It's us again. Pick up the phone. Pick up.
I really want my honeymoon.
I don't know why you feel like it's okay to scam people and try to steal money from them just because you're poor and you can't pay
your
bills.
You're a Chinese Jew.
Yeah, take that, Andy. Your real name's not Andy, is it?
It's Ho Ho.
It starts with A-N, but then it's like 12 syllables. Don't deny it.
Andeezy.
You big con artist.
Andeezy. Little Andy.
Chinese Jew.
Chinesey Andeezy. We should start leaving notes on Ding Notes with his name. I ding your car.
Oh my god! Okay, so
I hit. No. They're gonna say I hit your car. I run off.
What's the problem? What's the problem? Call me back. Ho ho. That is number.
That's what we're gonna do.
I ding your car.
You should do PDF sheets on phone lizards of like different things to just print out and cut out.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
I easily leave.
I should do that. That would be awesome.
I found one Andy Ho from Toronto with pictures of cars, but not the car. So the search continues.
Oh, should I? You want me to call him back so we can hear his voicemail name again?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You could have sworn he said Ho-Ho was his last name. That's too
cool. He's apparently related to Santa Claus.
Who is also rich.
He is. And he also, you know, is in slave labor.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hi. We wanted to hear your voicemail again. We need you to spell your name for us because we're going to try and look you up on Facebook. Is it Andy, like A-N-D-Y?
Are you fucking the head? You call me at this time to talk to me to what?
No, I'm just trying to find your Facebook. Do you have a Facebook?
You want to find my Facebook?
Yeah, we want to laugh.
I have a fuckbook. You want to fuck me?
We want to laugh. Zing.
Will you change that for the repair
treatment? Yeah. Hey there, sugar britches. I want to fuck you. I want some tight yellow ass.
This is our drunk cousin, Matt. We're letting him loose on you. Go ahead, Matt.
I will play a game with you, okay?
I want bad attitude and a tight yellow ass. And I think you fucking just what the doctor ordered there.
Good for you. Okay, let's play a game. I will play with you.
Okay.
Well, okay, let's play.
I hit your car and go away.
Are we going to play Chinese checkers?
Music. We need some game show music if we're going to play.
Yeah.
This guy's West Indian. He's not Chinese.
No, he's Chinese.
Andy, let's play Guess the Race.
We're calling to tell you that we hit your car again accidentally. He's gone.
I love that guy.
He's not West Indian, dude.
You don't think? He's got that West Indian attitude. I don't know.
Maybe we're confused because he's Canadian foreign, not American.
Yeah, I know. I think you definitely are.
My gaydar's askew. Okay.
Dropping racist ball.
I hope it picked up on me, buddy.
Samantha, I'm sorry about, when I'm doing the show, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just like, someone sent me a plug. I speak like monkey, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No, but you don't have to be ashamed for not knowing who I am. You've never listened to a phone show in the past year.
You're a random tramp.
You're a dark stranger. It's awesome.
I'm actually Snow White.
You're special.
Snow White. I'm a little slut giving everybody.
Dirty horror. That is Snow White.
Oh, hi. Hi, Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone.
Tombstone, we can't hear you.
What? He's just sitting there?
No, he's crying. He's muting for cries.
He's stewing because you mentioned the name Snow White.
Why? He said that broad can do whatever she wants.
Oh, his connection died, actually. Probably because he threw shit at his router.
I know Tamagotchi got a lot of good Snow White videos.
He's like, fuck this shit.
Did he really?
That's what I heard.
Okay, did Samantha send you like the request thing like in the middle of your show?
Yeah, I think she sent like an IM or something, and I was
I sent it using the interface
Did you send it during the show?
Yeah.
Okay, because people do that to me. Like Tombstone, for example, loves to just beg me to do things when I'm in the middle of a show, and I can't.
Well, I mean, the premise of his show is to send shit in, so that's a bit different. Fine.
Well, it's to send it in to the right people, though. He's got people that deal with that shit.
No. I've got handlers.
He's got a staff. Yeah.
He's got interns. Yeah. He's got a lot of interns.
Look, I don't even use the messenger the whole time. I just talk.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's hard to like keep up with a bunch of stuff coming at you.
Yeah,
when
sometimes
you're in the middle of a show.
Doing a show, they're just you're getting bombarded.
So it's all Samantha's fault for not doing it in advance. You know,
Facebook.com/TheSamantha, Twitter.com/IAmEltonJohn.
That's so like funny.
Your Twitter name is awful.
Ooh. It's actually awesome.
You need like an about me slash something. You know, one of those.
Not.
It was just something easier.
And about me.
Well, I use phoneroosters.org/. Yeah. Oh my God. Do you want to hear a funny story?
Oh, wait. Did I make you one of those? Do you have like? Yeah. Is there phoneroosters.org/Samantha or something?
The Samantha and slash Aya, but they just go to my G+, which everyone knows is dead now anyway.
It looks like slash the Samantha goes to your Facebook.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Wow, did I get one, Brad?
No, you never. I don't. Oh man, I shouldn't have mentioned this on the air. Now everyone's going to email.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, but let me tell you a story though.
I already get like too many people like requesting me, and I'm like, I see like all their like same friends are like Brad Carter, and
yeah.
their likes are phone listeners, and I'm like, all right,
everybody loves you.
Can I tell my story now?
Yeah, let's hear the story.
Go ahead, honey.
It's hard with the cock in your mouth.
Anyway, so I was going through the post DEFCON post on phonelosers.org, the one where you list all the URLs that were on Roxy's shirt, and I saw the one where the guy made whatever / the attention whore, right?
Uh-huh.
So I clicked it, and it went to my G+, and... I convinced myself it was one of those things that just went to whatever was logged in. Like, whatever account was just logged in, it went to that one.
I want
to
find that now. I don't think I went to all the websites that were listed there.
So then, a week or a month later, I asked someone, just as a check, does this go to your account or mine? Well... Oh. Stop it, Brad. Brad, stop.
Sorry.
What was the point of that? Oh my God, I have the worst voice ever.
No, it's just I was on phonelosers.org and I forgot that Tiny Chat is loaded when I do that.
You mean Cacti Radio stream?
Tiny Chat. Oh yeah, probably Cacti Radio too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no! That's
tell your monotonous, stupid story.
That pretty much ended.
You hate that someone called you out for being an attention whore.
I was trying to find the links
to
it.
Anything you want, except fucking
late for dinner, late for vegetarian
late for
dinner,
or late for vegetarian dinner. Right?
You're awesome, kid.
I miss you, Matt.
I miss you too, kid.
I had an idea that we can jump off the Verizon Tower in New York City together.
Yeah, I was trying to suggest that you guys do a suicide thing where you kill a bunch of other people, but Samantha's not into that idea.
Yeah, we don't want to kill other people.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications.
I'm a fat guy.
Solutions.
I can land on people.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Payphone backdoor.
Is this Steam Shore?
Oh.
Wow.
What city and state, please?
Roy, New Mexico.
Roy, New Mexico.
What's the city in New Mexico, please?
Roy.
And you're listing there, please?
What?
Are you looking for a phone number?
What language are you speaking, sir?
Oh.
We can't understand you at all. Can you try and speak better English, or you can transfer us to somebody that speaks clear English?
Oh, he hung up on you.
Aww.
He's like,
all of
he's
our
like,
directory assistance is automated.
Everything's awesome with you guys.
This is a weird thing. This is a direct line to some...
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I remember when we found it.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Bookapoo says if you're going to commit suicide, you may as well take out everyone. So he agrees with me.
No, I disagree. Yeah. I disagree.
I do too, really.
I totally agree with a lot of people should be hurt on the way out.
They hung up again. Let's.
That's because they heard us talking about
Thank
blowing
you
up.
For using Frontier Communication Solutions.
They hit the transfer
for
to NSA.
Purposes,
Homeland
your
Security.
Call may be recorded.
Yeah. Jesus. Is that just like a regular hello? Hey, dick neck.
Okay. I guess that's
they
over.
Only have one employee on at this time.
Dude, well, was that the place where it ended up being like two women?
Yeah,
like,
it was. But now it's some guy.
He has no tolerance for the shit, apparently.
Hey, Carlito, this is Randy Dandy.
Oh.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He didn't answer
for me, but...
Yeah, he doesn't answer anymore. Did you hear the show where we hacked into his answering machine?
No.
Hello?
I don't...
Hi, is Randy...
Hi, can I talk to Randy?
Oh, shit.
No.
What?
No, you may not.
Was that his actual name?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Was it?
So why'd she hang up?
I think it's like a late night call, and she probably heard us both talking. Here, I'll be quiet, and you talk, Samantha.
Okay.
Voicemail for the win.
Let's hack it.
You don't do that. Carlito, is that a real photo of you?
What photo? The horse? No.
Leave a message, please. Thank you and have a good day.
Yeah, that was the disconnect sequence.
<I'm> awesome.
It's awesome.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the horse picture. Is that you, Carlito?
No. That's some guy that I think it was in somewhere in Europe. He was going around chasing the Google Maps truck or van or whatever it is. And he was.
Street view.
Yeah, and he's putting on the horse head. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
It follows with the horse theme. Mel Bangs and all of it. Nunu wants to send me UK numbers that I could dial. He's UK obsessed. I'm just warning you. If you want to do them,
yeah, I'll take one. I've got some credits.
Oh, all fucking right. Money bags over here. We got BMW
like
on
this.
One side and Audi on the other.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
You've got an 83 Bronco with too big a truck. Big of tires that I had to sell because I was scared to drive it.
Dark Stranger
down here.
Dark Stranger has a mustache and beard again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of awesome.
Old.
Don't you wish you were there
last week, Dark Stranger?
Yeah, come on, Samantha, get with the times. This week we're doing chest hair.
You just called Dark Stranger Samantha.
I didn't.
Dark Samantha.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, whatever. You guys are full of shit.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm full of beer and self-loathing.
Hello.
Oh, Brad Carter just messaged me.
Oh, hi, Tombstone. We can't hear you.
You can hear me now.
Barely.
Tombstone, speak up.
With this is name.
Hey, let's try this this New Jersey one last time. I know it's just going to go straight to voicemail, but this is another call, car ding call.
Yeah, hi, this is Sal. Leave a message.
Oh, crud. Did I just hang up on everyone?
Yeah, hi, this is Sal. Leave a message.
You've reached...
Hang up with everybody.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
I love this.
I love what this is.
Hey, look who it is.
Am I the only one that loves this?
Mercedes
is here?
I fucked up your car.
Yes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
This is Roy.
805.
Yeah, sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
Andy?
Yeah. Hello.
Andy.
Andy, ho ho. What's your Facebook URL?
Ural.
Ural.
Let's call Rappy.
Hello, ma'am. Ma'am?
Ma'am?
The lines are totally crossed. I need to... I work at the phone company. I'm trying to help you.
I hung up on...
Let's call Rappy.
Oh, do we have to?
Oh.
Who is like Jessica that? McMahon?
I don't know. She's
the man, baby.
She's somebody that really loves,
dead
making fun of babies.
Apparently.
Oh, the dead baby. I'm like, I've been trying to stay away from the dead babies.
It's fun.
It's fun. It is fun. And I'm like, but like, I got called out on fucking YouTube. This dude's like my real name. And like, this guy's a fucking pedophile. Fuck him. And I got like so much hate.
By the dead people? Dead baby people?
No, no. It's from a dude I knew. Oh.
Are you just talking about something random? Is this a non sequitur? You need to tell me when you go off topic. Hello?
Oh. This is Rappy.
Who's this?
Rappy.
Rappy!
Fish and soup.
So, Carlito, if you have UK lunch. Numbers, I'll call them.
I'm waiting on them. So
five big boners wiggling in my grandma's face.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of...
Hi, Rappy!
Hi, Rappy.
What you doing?
Hey, buddy. Bone losers for the win. Like, it truly is.
No, no, like... I am not offended at the term. I just thought it was...
Hi, I'm Rappy not... Jefferson.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was cool with a Rappy break.
Honky McHonkerson.
Why are so many people listening right now? It's like 48 listeners online. That's crazy.
Holy shit.
It's fun. It's fun. This is what shit's supposed to be like.
Twitter.com/silentzone.
What's up?
Lemonparty.org. What's up?
Not much. It's Tombstone.
Hey,
Tombstone.
Remember earlier when I said I was just going to do this for like a half hour and then quit?
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Carlito, I just want you to know I'm thinking about you and your eyes, and I hope you get better.
Hey, thanks, aww, buddy. Me too. We'll see what happens after Thanksgiving.
Carlito jizzed on a picture of Snow White just before you called.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Really?
Because he tried to hit it just right, but he couldn't see it. Oh. It was weird. Like, tiny chat for the win and there, but it was awkward.
Wow.
Right, Toomsy?
What?
Tombstone, did you figure out a way to listen to Cacti Radio yet?
Yeah, Tabachi banned me from listening.
Stupid Tabachi. Huh?
Tabachi banned you?
Yeah. Is it because he stole your girl?
How can he ban you?
I don't know how he did it.
He can't ban you, you retard.
No, he did. He did. Tabachi got on my server and banned.
Yeah, banned. If you got the IP address, you can ban.
Yeah.
He's
a dick.
Me and Tooms talking. How you doing, little buddy? Let's have a makeout party at the
bank.
Am
I too young to know what this is the music for?
Yep.
Okay.
I think I'm too young to know what it is, but I do somehow. I think it was in reruns by the time I was a kid.
I know it from like, I know it like in like Backtrack, but I know it mainly when Homer like put Lisa and Bart together when they run the cell tower.
I never saw that one.
In the fucking thing. And he's like, "Meet your hilarious mismatched roommate."
It's the Fairly Odd Couple or something.
Yeah, the Fairly Odd Couple,
Fairly Odd Parents.
What is it called?
The Odd Couple. But it's a Simpsons thing. I'm gonna have to look that up and watch it so I know what you're talking about.
Oh, dude, it's when the fucking Sulk, like he's like in debt, like with the Sulk company or something. And so they run a tower like through Lisa's room, so she doesn't have.
Oh, nice!
And so she has to live with Bart, and he's like, "Meet your new hilarious mismatched roommate." Da 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 da! And he just keep pushes her in there and just keeps singing it.
That's weird.
That's funny. But it sounds like a good phone loser episode.
HBB's like, where's the prank show?
Oh, she would.
I guess she tuned in. She's like, what the fuck is this? It's just drunk people laughing.
Poor kid.
Yeah, when was the last time? We need to do another call, I guess.
Oh, yeah, let's do a call. If only Carlito would find us some, you know, UK numbers.
Let me see if I got them.
Do we not have any current numbers for Richard Cardo?
Sent them already.
Oh, Jesus. You don't think Brad would have exploited those? Like, fucking,
maybe he got over
the
it.
The second
and then...
he got a hold of them. Like, really? You think he's like, oh, now that you mention it.
Yeah, I do, actually. I think he might have, like, forgotten about it for a while, and then, Cardo slipped.
He doesn't talk to us anyway. He's just like, don't ever call here again, and, like, hangs up the phone. It's over.
But all right, that still would be nice to hear Richard Cardo say that tonight, if you do have his number.
I don't have it handy. I don't even know if he works.
I got the numbers. I'm sorry. I got the numbers, but they're in some weird HTML code, so you're going to have to decipher them.
Oh, let's call it Safeway.
Let me pull up my HTML reference guide.
I can fix it. I can do this.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, hello.
What the hell is going on right now? Oh, I don't like that noise. Stop it.
Me either. It sounds...
electricity arcing.
Yeah, that is what it sounds like.
I know what it sounds like. Yeah.
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly survey for the customers. Do you have a customer there I could speak with quickly?
Yeah, sure.
This call brought to you by Nikola Tesla.
Woo.
And we pranked
that customer.
Like, that's a good joke. Like, the woo, and there goes another one over our head that you didn't get.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gary. I'm a friend of the cashier there that just handed you the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that she has a crush on. You know, she's been telling me about you, and she really wants to know if you'll date her.
Pardon me?
She wants to know if you'll go out with her. Will you go out on a date with her?
Well, I'll go out on a date with
her. Yeah, I'm her.
Listen.
I'm her hilarious Mitch Mass roommate.
Hold on for a minute.
Da-da-da.
Hold on. Just one second.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
He's going to get to the bottom of this right now.
We're totally...
Hello?
Hi, is this the cashier again?
Yeah.
What did that guy say? I'm a little confused. What just happened?
That was my coworker.
Oh, no, I need to talk to a customer, not a coworker. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, hold on. Let me take care of this customer. And
okay.
I'll be right
with
you.
We'll just hand the customer the phone while you're taking care of him.
We'll take care of him.
Where you get a free Slurpee and a hot dog.
No, I just
He telling me he doesn't have a choice.
Damn blacks.
That's racist.
That's my job.
Hold on.
Hello? Could you hold on? Pretty,
oh, sure,
easy.
Yeah. If you could just, like, the next...
Hold on for, like,
if you could tell them they get a free hot dog of their choice, you know, large or small, quarter pound or whatever, for doing the survey.
Three.
Aw. It's over.
You could just rock that for a half hour.
Yeah,
I
need to make a 60-minute loop of that song.
Yeah, that's what we need. More shitty background music.
People are tired of the same old Technical Writer music.
I dig Technical Writer, but
let's call Stacy.
Oh, she's having sex with her boyfriend. That's what she does.
You got me.
Rossi's the boyfriend.
Oh, look who suddenly woke up.
Look, it's, speaking of Odd Couple of Music, I can't even see him. He's not even, like, on my thing.
Yeah, no, he's not on my either.
He's like, even Skype, he's living down at my keyboard or something. Yeah, but everybody else's phone shows up.
Even Skype knows he's too insignificant to be mentioned.
Yeah,
I see him. He's significant on my Skype.
Oh.
Yeah, I like Toomsy. We used to watch Roxy sleep together. That was
the good old days. I miss the days when it was just me and Matt and Roxy and Tombstone.
Yeah.
No Samantha.
Hey.
me and Matt disagree on some things, but I still love them.
Aww.
Yeah.
Hello.
Love you, buddy.
Roxy!
Hi.
Hi, Roxy!
What's up? But
are you in mid thrust?
It's facebook.com/thesamantha.
Are you in mid thrust right now?
What?
Nothing.
It's facebook.com/thesamantha. Don't you remember me?
Did you say, am I dressed right now?
Yeah, I asked if you were dressed.
Are you in mid thrust? Are you fucking that dude?
Oh, no, I'm by myself right now.
Oh, crap.
Hello, can you hear me? Mic check, bitch.
What?
Hi.
I'm Roxy.
Were you asleep?
How dare you call me this late?
You sound like
Hello,
the, you sound like the $100,000 Mercedes
what
guy.
What time in the midnight is it?
Yeah, what time is it, Roxy?
12 o'clock in the fucking midnight.
Oh,
God. Tombstone just texted me and said, I'm so lonely.
Oh.
Can he hear me? Are we on air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh.
He's a weird duck.
We're joking.
I'll BRB.
He's weird,
I don't know why he just texted me. That was really weird.
That is weird.
Or why? I thought you guys like had a thing for a while. Where he would, like, you'd let him watch
no,
you sleep.
No, we never had a thing, actually.
I wanted to.
Oh, because he's not colored enough.
No.
He's only brown, that's right. He's only brown.
He needs
brown.
A little more time in the oven.
Yeah.
A little more. Just a little more. He wanted to eat my kidney stone.
I wanted your kidney stone to put in a fucking little vial to wear as a pendant.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but Tombstone wanted to actually eat it, like, repeatedly.
Repeatedly?
Yeah, but then what? And then what? So then that means he's going to take it out of his... and then eat it again?
Yes, he wanted to eat it, pee it out, and then eat it again.
Well, I think
he wouldn't pee it out. He would poop it out. Yeah, he'd have to go through poop, like, every poop afterwards. And look.
Is that Brad that was talking earlier?
Brad's on too. But Brad, it's sorry, like mining, but horrible. I just wanted to keep your son.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm.
And I still didn't get it.
I'm sorry, dude.
What did you do with it?
What did I do with it? Threw it away.
Like, you really? Pulled it out of the toilet?
It was a lot of little pieces. Like, I took the big pieces.
But you knew there was market for it. And yet you just threw it.
Well, I still have it in, like, this little... No, I don't, actually. Oh, that's into the lab. They didn't return it.
Oh. It's like layers of lies with you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brought to you by Carl's
Dude
Jr.
wants to get the fuck.
What?
Can you give the phone to your boyfriend?
No, I can't. We have to go, actually, because I don't have a car right now. He's giving me a ride home.
I thought you were alone.
I was. He just came back. He went out.
Mm-hmm. He's like, what are you talking about?
Roxy, listen.
Like, Listen,
it's him.
My kidney stone.
It's him or us. You need to make a choice.
Right now.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to ride home, so.
Fine then.
Can I choose him?
Yeah. I can't believe that.
We know where her loyalty lies now.
Opportunistic little
the black watch. Man.
God. Her. She's a good kid, but man, she's like a little scavenger, like doing what she can.
Yeah, it's a hard world out there for a single mom with no drive or motivation.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
She's she was fucking hustling, man. Fucking at DEF CON. She was here and there. She's like, I got another party. I got this I gotta go to. I got that.
Well, that's what normal people who have friends do. You gotta realize, Matt.
Take that, man.
Oh, okay.
Tombstone, stop using your Skunkworks voice.
Skunkworks for the win.
Did you go to Skunkworks?
Dude, I like comment. Yeah, I got pictures with him.
I'm so jealous.
Dude, but like this one dude like posted all the DEF CON shit. This one like Christianer 08 or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden he did all the DEF CON shit, and like I said like Skunkworks is to suck, and then he like Skunkworks wrote on it something.
Well, like, you know,
nice to see you, buddy. Yeah. Like, and it was like, mine was the only compliment or only, like, anything on it.
Yeah.
Brad, can you help me find a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Jesus.
Asian massage. Never fails.
Yep. You have money? Just buy one.
No, I want one forever.
I sent you them numbers, Big Brad.
Oh, okay.
Big B, BB.
I was going to, leave, but I mean, right. No. Well, let's call a couple of these.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm. Yeah, you guys should talk.
You're on this.
What?
I'm lonely.
Oh yeah. Why don't you text message Rappy all day? Because that really makes him comfortable.
I do.
Did you just hang up on Tombstone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the point? We can't even hear him. Oh, what's this? This is a very angry old man.
Welcome to BG Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
All right, let me try the next one.
Are there any blurbs about the numbers?
Yeah, okay, this one I'm calling right now is an old woman.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are from Nunu, I think.
Got the name.
Old woman. John Blake.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Blake?
Pardon?
Mr. Bracking?
Who is it?
I was wondering if I could have your chocolate chip cookie recipe.
The recipe?
Yeah,
You got the wrong number.
No. Is this Miss Blake?
Who?
Blake?
No, this is Mrs. Griffiths.
Yeah, Mrs. Griffiths, that's what I said.
Well, what do you want?
I heard about your chocolate chip cookie recipe all the way from Canada. I heard that you
No, not me, dear. Love, you've got the wrong number.
No, I'm pretty sure it's you.
No, it's not. I don't cook any chocolate cookies.
Well, do you have a recipe for anything? I'm having my boyfriend over tomorrow night, and I really wanted to make something
dear.
Special.
Sorry.
I hate you. Someone else should call on us for this famous recipe.
I hate her. You've got the wrong number.
No, this is her husband this time, you motherfucker. You don't hang up on my wife. Never, ever hang up on my wife. If you hang up on my wife,
your wife when she wakes me up.
Well, listen, you shouldn't hang up on her like that, you big jerk.
That's good.
Like spicy that. English. John Bracking. That's not even close to whatever she said.
I was trying to say Bracking, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I pasted it in the wrong place. Carlito, you should take this. Show us how UK number is done.
Well, who are we calling?
This is the third one. John Blake.
Did they just look up the John B's in the phone book?
Looks like it. It's a bunch of bees.
Welcome to voicemail.
Damn it.
The person you have called is unavailable.
2.3.
Call Jen.
I hate
She's
voicemail. I
want to
go home.
What's this one? There's no +44 next to it.
Maybe I cut it off.
Zero. Oh, yeah, you did. It's okay. I'll get it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking Cartley.
You'll get it. You will get it.
Will I?
Carlito yeah. will. Okay, this is number 4. This is John Beale. This is for Carlito. I like that Nunu calls him for you. That's really nice of him.
I was lonesome that did that.
Oh, lonesome.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the Beale residence.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. This is your 5:40 a.m. wake-up call.
Woohoo.
You signed up for a 5:40 a.m. wake-up call. I'm here to wake you up. You must go to church. Yes, you did. You absolutely did. You signed up for a wake-up call.
I don't even like church.
Listen, you signed up for a church wake-up call, joke of the day, and the weather. Hello? Wow.
That was good.
She's got to be called back.
Yes.
Okay, I got
you. Matt,
Matt, I want you to do the joke of the day. Joke of the day from Matt.
Well, I don't know any jokes.
Oh, come on, Matt. You can just make up one.
Say something dirty.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Mr. Blake, hi. This is your joke of the day and morning wake-up call, 5:40 a.m. wake-up call. I have you down that you're awake. And now the joke of the day from Big Matt. Go ahead.
What's sir, joke of the day. You ready? You're ready.
No, I'm not ready.
Are you ready for the joke of the day? You already paid for it.
I think you are the joke of the day, so would you kindly not
yeah.
ring this number again?
I think you're acting like a lovely cunt. Like, I'm ready to give you the joke of the day. You're ready for it? Yes?
Yo, Carly, not call back again.
Should I call him back?
Well, we're yeah. not kind.
Like, what's the next one? The weather?
You know what, Matt? You're yeah. the joke of the day.
That's the joke of the day.
Can I be the weatherman?
Yeah.
It's gonna be shitty and like always.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Let's try once more.
We need Jen to record these for this recording. BT Answer 151. They're laying there like trying
Welcome
to
sleep.
Welcome
to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling.
Waking them up like 5:40 in the morning on a Sunday. They're like, oh, damn.
Oh, we didn't ask Roxy if she was still pissing blood.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Who cares, though? Really?
She got a whole thread of commenters very, very concerned.
Didn't, wasn't
she had the herp?
I don't know. Is that a symptom?
The herps. The herp, yes, she has the herp.
Welcome to
but that isn't why she was pissed.
Not this time.
And Dan Kaminsky got pissed. He's like, you're not helping when I like said something crazy to her. That
yeah,
was
that
awesome.
Was but it's pissing blood is serious business in Dan's world.
I pulled up the Douglas Adams So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, the part where it has all the different kinds
oh,
of rain.
Nice.
I was gonna deliver an awesome weather report, but I guess not.
Well, you could do it on the voicemail.
Nah, that's okay. It probably
do it on the voicemail.
It would have been lame, actually. What is that? Is that a...
Stop it.
This is recording.com.
Another one with no +44.
Brought by Awesome Jen.
You don't need that. I think it does it automatically on Skype.
All right, let me
you
try
just,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's crazy. How does it know?
That's crazy.
Oh, this second from the bottom.
I'm not looking at the list. Let me see.
You can't see.
Anthony Hall.
Anthony Hall.
Got you there.
Anthony Michael Hall.
No, you
tell him you
of...
loved him when we're science.
Oh.
Anthony Hall.
Hello, you're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your...
I just want to fuck their mouth.
Yeah. Wow.
We all do.
Yellow. Hello.
Top of the morning.
They were there.
All right, this one is David Barter.
Top of the morning.
David Barter.
David who?
David Farter.
Really?
Hello?
This is David Barter.
It is?
Good morning, sir. I'm calling with your 5:40 a.m. wake-up call. God bless you. I trust you're going to be going
to church
today.
We didn't want a wake-up call.
You sign up. We have a perfect system here, computerized. You sign up for a wake-up call. You're going to be going to church later today. Time to do your prayers. Stand up. We also have the joke of the day for you, per your request, that the X99...
I've made no request of any kind like that.
Oh, well, you're going to have to unauthorize the computer system or it'll keep calling you back, sir. I hope you understand.
Can you not stop it?
You'd have to actually opt out. I can give you instructions.
Well, how do I do that?
Well, you actually have to listen to the joke of the day first, and then afterwards you get the opportunity to hit the code, *0##.
Somebody's obviously put me on this.
Well, you paid for this, sir, so I don't know what to tell you. We're calling from our
paid
call center.
For it?
You did. I've got it here under David Barter, 2 Fitzroy Crescent, Reading, England, paid in full. It says here I've got the check right in front of me.
The check?
You paid for 1 year in advance of the joke of the day, morning wake-up calls every Sunday morning and every Wednesday morning?
No.
And the weather report in Celsius. Celsius, I have you down.
You have a check?
Yes, a check here. Cancel check, paid in full. David Barter has your signature and everything, sir.
Possibly.
I don't know. There must be some confusion. Well, the joke of the day is next. I'm going to put my associate
Matt. I don't want Matt, thank you. I don't want to wake up this time of day.
Matthew.
Hey! How you doing, fucker? It's time for the joke of the day. You ready? Hey, genius. You ready for the joke of the day? Yeah? No response.
Yeah, he clicked.
This is the worst song.
I heard him click. I'm gonna call him right back. It's for you, Matt.
That was the one.
Give me a horrible joke.
I said you just insult him.
Yeah.
Right. Once more. Hello. Once more. I'm calling right back.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have.
Try again.
Okay.
Welcome to voicemail.
Once more.
Welcome to voicemail. The person.
I'm all right, real love.
Tell them you're the joke of the day next time we get one. The joke of the day is you. You're the joke of the day.
Hey.
Did we?
Hey, no, I'm the joke of the day.
I'll try it.
You come out like Andrew Dice Clay. Hey, yo, fucking cut.
Here's Anthony Hall again.
Hello,
Anthony.
Hello,
Anthony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. This is the joke of the day that you paid good money for. Are you ready for it?
Can you?
Huh?
Who's speaking?
You ready for the joke of the day?
Cool.
You signed up for our service for the joke of the day. You know? Don't you?
No,
you're breaking my tongue. You know what? Excuse me? You're being a cunt. What? Hey, cunt. Listen to the joke. You ready? What are you talking to your fucking fat broad?
He's gone. I heard him click off. It just seems like the UK numbers don't hang up on me.
Yeah, you gotta force them.
And Samantha goes in and out.
Samantha, you're not allowed to just hang up and leave us. You need to actually say goodbye this time. Because you always do that. You always just hang up and we don't... You just disappear.
Shit. She's That's like, my fucking,
style. Are we just not giving you enough attention? Is that what it is?
She's like attention whore. She's like, Maddie's going to do something horrible. Click.
Oh, you know I would...
No, officer. I was no part of that. Now there's no
one to prank call. All right, we're out of UK numbers.
Call us.
7-Eleven in Santa.
Hi. I bought some cough syrup there, and I was wondering if I'm allowed to return it if I had a little bit.
You'd have to ask our manager, who will not be in until Monday.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me because I'm skipping town tomorrow.
There would be nothing I can do. See, we only refunds without the manager.
That doesn't work for me. I bought this cough syrup, and I had a little bit, and then I Googled it, and it wasn't actually the kind that can get you high, so I don't need it. So I'm just going to bring it back tomorrow and return it.
I'm trying to save you a trip that we can't do returns of any kind without the manager, and he won't be here until Monday.
Well, how can you just have a full day with no returns? That's impossible. I'm coming tomorrow
without the manager. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I have your cell phone number?
No, the manager's number, genius. Get the manager's number.
Oh, okay, let's go back.
Hi guys. Da 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 da. Hi, Toomsy.
Toomsy, when are we hanging out? I'll help you pick up girls.
In the Santana.
Hey, yo! I just called, but we got disconnected.
You said you were coming in, and I said okay.
Okay, can I get your manager's number just so I can just check with him so that he can call you and tell you it's okay?
It doesn't work like that. He has a code that only he has, and he doesn't give it out to anybody, which is why nobody's authorized to do any kind of refund.
Okay, then can
the
I just what's his name?
His name is Bruce.
Bruce,
he'll be here
what?
From 7 to 3 on Monday.
What's his last name?
His name is Bruce.
How am I going
to
look him up?
I'm not allowed to give out any... There's only one Bruce that works here.
Well, how am I going to look him up in the phone book if you don't give me his last name? Genius.
I cannot give you his last name. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that in the 7-Eleven employee handbook? I think you're just making
Actually,
up rules as you go along.
Well, you have a nice day, ma'am. Try to help you out.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Hey, after that, let's see if I can get him to give us the manager's phone number. Just to see if we can.
Okay.
Get Trevor to get him to take his sink off the wall.
Tomorrow, Samantha, if you want to chill and help me get, a girlfriend, that'd be fine.
You sound so creepy, dude.
So creepy.
You sound worse than me. Like, seriously.
I'm not creepy.
You sound
Carlito.
Like worse than me.
Carlito,
you,
don't.
Dude, you
don't.
Sound...
Okay, Brad's trying to do a call now. Shut the fuck up.
We were just so taken aback
by
the creepiness.
Okay.
Something's wrong. It's not picking up. I don't know why.
Because he hates you.
He hacked the phone or something,
Ran Good evening, it's 7-Eleven. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, this is William from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I was calling for Bruce. Is he around?
I'm sorry, Bruce is out. He comes in from Monday, and he works Monday through Friday, 7 to 3.
I see. And, this is really important. Do you have his phone number? Because we really need to get hold of him. It's regarding the store.
We don't give out the manager's phone number to anybody, and if you're corporate, you should have that number already.
Well, no, the number he gave us is not working. So do you have his number that I could have so I can call him up?
You know what? If you want to go ahead and give me your number, I'm more than happy to get a hold of Bruce, and I can pass along the message, and I can have him call you back, but we don't give out his number, period.
Oh, well, I could just put on a three-way dial tone, and you could dial it for me, and that way you wouldn't actually give it to me.
I can't do that.
Well, give me the number,
and I can have him return your call.
I'll dial it on three-way, and we'll get his permission.
Okay, I can't do that without me calling my boss and getting prior authorization first. I'd love to help you, but I love the ability to come in and clock in and enjoy my job. So I can take your name and number, I can call him, and I can give him your number, and I can have him return your call.
Well, what I'm trying to do is I want to trick him out of his code that he can, so he can give a refund on the cough syrup that my girlfriend brought.
Yeah, so she had already spoke to Santana. And
what kind of name is that?
You're a stupid broad, and it's hilarious that you want to clock in and enjoy your shit fucking job. That's hilarious. Is that what you thought about?
I'm gonna leave a note for my boss. That way we will not do any returns or exchanges for you guys. That way when you come in on Monday to speak to my boss, you guys are 86 from 7-Eleven.
That's hilarious.
You have a wonderful evening.
86 yourself from fucking life, you worthless cunt. Go pop out more, babe.
Man, we need to find out. We need to find someone in that city to return cough syrup.
Is that the code 86?
Oh, man, that would be hilarious if we lived around this place and we could go in there tomorrow and try and return cough syrup and just see what happens.
Oh, my God.
7-Elevens don't even sell cough syrup.
Yes, they do.
They
sell cough syrup,
don't
they?
I've seen many medicine areas, like, because people go in there for hangovers and shit.
Band-Aids and Pepto-Bismol.
Good evening, 7-Eleven. This is Cheryl.
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I can speak with?
So check this out, Mark. In about 5 seconds, I'm going to call the police department, and we're going to start tracing these calls. Because now this is borderline harassment. We do have caller ID. So I'm going to write down this phone number, and I'll report this to the police department. You have a wonderful evening.
Am I 86 still?
Where does the borderline lay?
What is the number that she's going to write down?
She's going to write down 000-1234.
Oh, we got to call her again. She's just raging.
Okay, just call and ask her a normal question. Like you're not.
I want that. Maybe she'll be my girlfriend. I'll ask her.
Okay.
Let Doomstone. Yeah.
That would have been hilarious if we got Bruce's number.
Yeah. Well, with a name like Bruce, how could he not be hilarious?
I'm such a failure.
You're, what, really? How many listeners are still on? A lot.
Who's?
I want to talk to her.
Yeah, she's not picking up.
Yeah. Let Creepy Magoo talk to her.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm not creepy.
Yeah,
different.
You are. You're fucking, dude. You sound like a fucking. You sound like a fish person. Like you're like white and like and closed in gel, and you're just like kind of mouthing at an iPhone like on the wall. Like I'm just a nice person too.
It sounds like.
When was the last time you heard me?
What?
You're.
when your gills burst.
Months.
Drowning, poor kid.
It's the X-Files with the Fluke Man there.
This is a different 7-Eleven. I'm gonna have to get going after this, I think.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
You're the best, Carter.
Samantha disappeared.
Don't go. I'm lonely.
Samantha, help me find a girlfriend.
She's...
God, that is so creepy, man.
I don't even want to have sex. I just want to hold someone's hand.
Oh.
You ever wonder why I don't, like, respond to your Skype messages anymore?
I don't want to have sex. I just want to hold your hand. What's wrong with you?
Well, if you're looking for sex, you're going to get in trouble.
Like some Beatles.
All right, and I think that should be the creepy end to our show.
No.
Give us a tirade of like, you've got, like, people listening. Speak yourself to a girlfriend.
Mount Rose Street 7-Eleven.
Hi. I'm so lonely. Will you be my girlfriend?
Carlito's favorite song.
Yes.
Carlito.
There has to be a techno version of it.
Good job, you creeped him out too.
Yeah.
Carlito, if you're still listening, and if you know any nurses from the hospital, I want a girlfriend.
Bye, Tombstone. Let me try and get some.
Dude, he's like, is he, like, fucking really off his gourd, or is he, like, playing a game?
I'm pretty sure, like, pretty much everything he ever says to me, I just feel like he's trolling me. That's why I don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah. But he sounded, like, super weird and desperate. Like, he sounded odder than usual, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
because I know he's a weird duck. Like, me and him would sit for hours and watch Roxy sleep.
I didn't mean to do it, like, that time.
It's okay.
She would leave her webcam on, and we're like, look at her go. Oh, she's rolling over. Like, I know he's a fucking weirdo.
That's pretty weird of both of you.
Wait, so you guys did the same thing, but that makes him a weirdo.
Well, Matt doesn't pretend he's not a weirdo.
I don't pretend I'm not. Yeah, I'm a degenerate weirdo.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
You slept in a bed with me.
You went in that bed after I fell asleep, for the record.
Yeah, whatever. But, you know, but still. And I woke up with you cuddling me.
No, that's not true.
Aww.
It was just like in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It is true.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, I know. Because you eat sleeping pills and drink a lot.
So you guys, thanks for hanging out with me and doing these calls. And we should get together tomorrow at like noon or something and try that one New Jersey guy, Sal.
I'm going to church.
What happened with the 7-Eleven when I got cut off?
Oh, who knows? Nothing good.
We're definitely Tombstone has to be your girlfriend?
We're 86th forever from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we're 86. Dude, that's like old, like, bar talk. You're 86, motherfucker. I've never even heard that, and I've been literally thrown out of bars, like, where dudes have held me and, like, tossed me out.
Who says that?
Does that mean you don't have to pay the bill if you get thrown out?
Yeah, so that's, like, that's kind of the thing.
Nice.
You can do that.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, so, I'm gonna get going and stuff.
Bye. God bless.
That means you all have to go. Thanks for joining us, Carlito, and bringing us UK numbers and all that.
No problem. Yeah. It was fun.
Rock on, Carlito.
Bye, Matt.
You can't hear it, but I'm playing your favorite song in the background. Bye, Carlito. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Love you. I hung up. There's one for Carlito. Guess what, Samantha?
Bye.
It's been fun. Talk to you tomorrow.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha.
Twitter.com/
I'm Elton John.
John something. Yeah. You've been listening to his music today. Like, did you like his music before? Why did you just now start?
Oh, no, of course. I've always loved him.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I went through a phase, but, you know, I don't love him or anything.
Oh, yeah. I know all about your little gay phase.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome, though. Like, I like one of his.
Yeah, straight up.
Yep. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. It's been fun.